Yud Gimel Adar, Tanis Esther, Monday the 9th of March, Dan Yehoshua Posen, Tanis Esther.
Morning.
Morning.
There's a halacha right at the end of Choshen Mishpat, which is not so well known. It's not certainly something which people would necessarily associate with Choshen Mishpat. It's the last simon in Choshen Mishpat, which is simon Tov Chav Zayin. Tov Chav Zayin is entitled Mitzvah Sasei Lehosik Kol Michshol Sheyesh Bei Sakonos Nefoshes Vasiyas Ma'ake Legayu. There's a Mitzvah Sasei to prevent any potential matter which could involve something which is Sakonos Nefoshes, and to make a makir. The Mechaba begins with the mitzvah sase, lases odom makir legage, shenema vasisa makir legagecho. And the Mechaba elaborates more on this mitzvah de raisa to make a makir, which we're all familiar with. But then the Mechaba continues, and the last three seifim of Choshen Mishpat, Mechaba and Siv Ches. Now it's interesting because the Sma brings down that in the Torah you will not find these halachas in Choshen Mishpat. But they're brought from the Rambam, and the Mechaba brought them over from the Rambam and found it appropriate to put them here. Says the Mechaba, Siv Ches, Rechein, Kol Michshul, Sheyesh Bei Sakonos Nefoshes. Any potential Michshul where there might be an element of risk of life, Mitzvus Asei Lahasiroi, there's a Mitzvus Asei to prevent a person from that Michshul, Uleishome Mimenu, and to guard oneself from it, Uleizoe Bedova Yofe, and to take extra precautions. Shenema hishomen lecha ushmoi nafshecha. Vim loy heisi v'niach hamachsholis hamivim de sakona. And if a person doesn't take the necessary precautions, and they allow themselves to act in a manner which potentially has a risk involved, bitul mitzvus asei v'ovab leisosim domim. The mevatel an asei and the over on leisosim domim. And the Mechaba continues to test. There are many things which we find which Chazal acted on us because they're worried about Sakonos Nefoshes. And he goes on to list certain things you couldn't drink from because you couldn't see potentially what was in the water. Of course, these halachas are primarily found in Yeridea. The most famous of these halachas, which we're all familiar with, is the cause of many lechaim in many Yiddish homes around the globe, is the issa of eating fish and meat directly connected one from the other without having a drink or eating something in between, because Chazal told us that there's a sakona element. There's nothing wrong in issa. There's no issa basa v'chala. There's no issa treif. There's purely halacha based on what Chazal deemed to be a sakona, deemed to be a danger to a person to have eat meat and fish next to each other. And finally, the Mechaba continues in the last halacha in the whole Choshen Mishpat. Kol ha'ovah al dvarim elu, l'chayetz bohem. Whoever's over on all of these things. V'omar, he says to himself, hareini mesakin ba'atzmi, I've got no problem, I'm prepared to take a risk. V'omar la'achirim alai b'kach, it's got nothing to do with anyone else. Hareini mak b'kach, you know, I'm not so worried about these things. Makin u'yisri makas marzus. You give him petch. V'anizah mehem olav tovoy birchas toiv. And with that, the Mechaba finishes Choshen Mishpat, which Choshen Mishpat is the last chelik of the Dalei Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. So these are the last words of the Shulchan Aruch in its entirety. V'anizah mehem olav tovoy birchas toiv. Why am I saying this now? Because we're a little bit in uncharted waters. Right, the world as a whole, I'm not a doctor, so I leave the medical side to those more knowledgeable than me. However, there is sometimes a tendency amongst people to be clever. Nah, can't happen to me, can't happen to us, can't happen to this place. You see it in one end of the world and you say, there, you can understand why it should be there. Then it gets a bit closer, it's a little bit harder to understand. The Meister states here in Halacha that when a community is dealing with a matter which has an element of Sakonos Nefoshes, then one has to take relevant precautions And one has to treat those precautions with respect. In fact, one has to treat those precautions as a chelik of Torah. Just like the Shulchan Aruch is saying, just like a person wouldn't mock Chazal when they tell us you can't have fish and meat. The Maisa look around the world and see how many people have eaten fish and meat amongst the Goyim. Has anything ever happened? But we don't go there. That's not the Mahalach that we say. Chazal tell us it's Asr. Chazal tells us you have to take precautions. And a person who doesn't take precautions, Makin Oysa Makas Margus. So, as a Hagdoma, if we are being given relevant precautions, and those precautions seem to change every day, and no one really knows what's going on, it's worth being ma'ira that this is not just the medical side. This is halacha mefureshes in Shulchan Aruch. It's in fact the last halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's what the Shulchan Aruch, what the Beis Cairo finished off his parting words in Shulchan Aruch, is a person has to take relevant precautions, and a person who does, good for him. Now, I'm about to say next a little bit risky on my side. I'm aware of that. So I want to give it a heads up. I want to say what I'm not saying. What I'm not saying, because it's not for me to say, and me I need to say, is we've got no idea what Akash Rofa does, what he does, and how he does, and where he does. And we leave these things to the Gedolim, and I'm not a bother. So I'm not suggesting the reason behind coronavirus. That I'm not doing. What I am doing, going to try and do, is explain maybe a limo that we can take from the current situation. Whether that's the reason why it is coming or isn't coming, I've got no idea. I'm not pretending to know. But there is a limo here which we can take, which is particularly fitting for this time of year, possibly even for today. On Shabbos, we lay in Parsha Zohar, and on Parsha Zohar, Rashi tells us, famous Rashi, the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries us on his shoulders. The Medrash gives us a moshel of a father who's carrying his sons on his shoulders, and wherever he goes, whatever the child needs him to pick up, he picks up for the child. And then they bump into someone else, and the child says to the third party, "Have you seen my father?" Says the father, "You don't appreciate that I'm carrying you all this time." He takes him off his shoulders, he puts him on the ground. So too says Rashi, his Klal Yisrael said, "Ayesh Hashem b'kibeinu im'oyin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "The chutzpah, after everything I've done for you, don't appreciate." He takes us off his shoulders, he takes us away from his protection, he puts us on the ground. Along comes a kelev, along comes Amalek, and he bites us. So you see in Chazal, the Musug, that if Klal Yisrael go through a period of time when they don't have a particular issue, and then all of a sudden they come across that issue, you see from this Medrash that sometimes the reason for that is because we didn't appreciate what we had before. Either we didn't appreciate it, or we weren't utilizing it the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to utilize it. And therefore when that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, so if you're not appreciating in any case, then I'll give you a limud. I'll show you what it's like when you don't have this option. And then we'll see, Taka, whether you can appreciate, whether you can learn the lesson. Gemara tells us, you know, maybe first let's elaborate a little bit more. I was suffic whether I said some of this in the shir here last year, so apologies if anyone was here, there, and they remember it. If they do, they remember more than me. The Rambam in Hilchos Tanis, Perikei, goes through different Tanisim. And then the Rambam says, "Yesh om yomim shekol yisrael mis'anim bohem." There are a number of different tanesim, but klal yisrael fasten them. Mniat soros sheiru bohem, because there were different soros which happened throughout Jewish history. Kedei le'oyre halavavos lifterach darkei atshuva. The tachlis of those tanesim, and all the time, le'oyre the levavos to incite us to feel episa hergish towards tshuva. Ye'ezeh zikaron lemaseinu haroim. And the tarnis that we have on certain tarnisim, let's say Tisha B'Av, is to remind us of the averus that we did then and to make us do tshuva so that now we're in a better position than we were in then. But ma'isa aviseinu, shahoyo k'maaseinu, and the acts of our ancestors, which are the same as ours, atzol, atshikorim lohem b'donu o'is natzoros, until the tzoros were caused to them and are caused to us. And then the Rambam carries on, alachabeis, elu hein, these are the tarnisim, Yom Shishi B'Tishri, Shmoy Ne'er Gedalia, Tzotzoim Gedalia, he carries on, Astor B'Teves, Shivasa B'Tamuz, and Tisha B'Av. The next three halachas, he goes through those four Tanisim. Then, in halacha, hey, he says, V'nagu kol Yisrael bizmanim elu lehisanois b'shloisha osa b'adzor. And there's a minhag in Klal Yisrael in these times to fast on today, Tanis Esther. Why do we fast? Now remember, the Rambam on the earlier Tanisim said the reason why we fast is years as zikaron lemaseinu haroim, in order to be ma'ir asked to do tshuva. What does the Rambam say about Tanis Esther? Why do you fast? You know why we fast? We fast because they fasted in the days of Haman, so that's why we fast today. So we're not fasting because of Maisim Haroim, we're fasting to Zeicheletanis. What's Pshat in the Rambam? Mechaim Friedlander explains in depth, which we don't have time to do in depth, but he explains with a medrash which is now well known. And he says that the time when the Gezerah was Nigzer, when Haman was successful in achieving what he wanted from Achashverosh, in getting a Psak, Lahashu, Lahar, Glavid, Iskola, Yehudim, Ba'oisei Shah, says the Medrash Rabbah, Ba'oisei Shah, Rotzel Yor, Zochel HaTobe, Bahola, Eitzel Obis HaOilom, Beitzel Moshe Ben Amram. El Yor Novi ran to whatever it is that the Obis are, and to Moshe Abinu, Va'omar lahem ad mosai ovois oilam redumim b'sheino. How long are you going to sleep? V'yatzam mashkichim al atzor shabineichem shurin bo. You're not paying any attention to the tzor, the terrible tragedy which is about to fall on Klal Yisrael. Ki malachei ashoris v'chamo levono v'kechovim mazolis v'shamayim v'oretz chol tzomorim boichim b'moret. The entire universe is shaking and quaking at what might happen to Klal Yisrael. V'atzam oimdim meneged v'inchem mashkichim, you're doing nothing. So the others asked Eliyahu Novi Kasha, Mipnei Mo, why did Klal Yisrael get this Gezira? Amalohem, Neshanenu Mesudosu Shlach HaShverish, Bavozois Nigzu Aleim Gezira Lachalistom and Oilam L'Abdei Zichom. Because they participated in the party, and that's why they have it coming to them to be wiped out. Amuloi Avrom Yitzhak Yaakov, Im Heim Avroal Dos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they've been over on the das, they've been over on Yiddishkeit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nechtem of zeirisom, and the gzeira is signed, ma'anu yucholim lasis, what can we do? Imagine, Eliyahu Novi is going to the Ovis, he's telling the Ovis that the whole of Klal Yisrael are chas v'sholom at risk. And the Ovis turn around like any lahavdil trial lawyer. You know, you come to a trial lawyer, you say, I've got a case in the Old Bailey, can you represent me? So the lawyer says, well, tell me what the case is. I want to know if I've got a chance. Bichlal. You tell the case, he says, listen, they caught you on camera and I'm wasting my time. There's no point. So the Ovis HaKadosh, tell me, what did they do? They went to the Sudas HaShverish. Sudas HaShverish. Nechtzema, because they wrote a song, there's nothing to be done. It's not wasting our time. Posh, there's nothing to be done. These are the Ovis. The Ovis who were never scared to stand up and shry for Klal Yisrael. There's nothing we could do. Chos Eliyahu v'amaloi l'Moshe. So Eliyahu Novi didn't give up. He turned to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'amaloi l'Moshe. Yiroya ne'eman kama pomim amata la peretz Yisrael v'taltu gzeresu l'bilti hashlis. You are a true trustworthy shepherd. How many times were Klal Yisrael in sorry tzuris? And you stood up and you cried out for them and you fought for them to help save them. What can you do? Is there anyone kosher in Klal Yisrael at this time? Go and tell him that he should stand there in tefillah, and I say his Moshe Rabbeinu will be up in Shemayim. And I'll daven for them. There's a plan. If there's an Adam Kosher down there, then I'll daven for them up here. He should daven for them down there. There's a plan. So now, incredibly, Eliyahu Novi, who's been banging heads together in Shemayim, shrying Chai V'Kayim, now that he actually gets Moshe to say, I'll take it on, he lowers his guard, so to speak, and he says to them, Amaloi, Rei Nemon, Kva Nichtevo, Igeres Kli Al Yisrael. Is it Shaykh? It's already written, this letter of destruction on Klal Yisrael. Is it shy to do anything? Amalei Moshe. The famous words, Impatiti chasuma tulasenu nishmas. If this decree is sealed in clay, then our Tfilah can still be heard. But if it's sealed in blood, Mashahoyahu, whatever that is, and there's nothing we can do about it. No, it's sealed in tit. Go and tell Mordechai. Now this, I every year this possibly this doesn't fail to amaze me. You learn through the Megillah, which itself is such a beautiful Megillah, and every posuk and the Mefarshim and the posuk. And here's a classic example how you can learn the Megillah in black and white, and then you can learn it in color with the, all that the Midrashim adds to behind the scenes. Says the Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu instructed Eliyahu Navi, go and tell Mordechai what he has to do. Hadahu tichsiv u'Mordechai yoda is kol asher nasa v'yikra Mordechai is begodol. That's what the Medrash means. Mordechai yoda is kol asher nasa. Doesn't mean he was standing there by the mikveh, he heard the raid, and now he's in the know. It means he has a directive from Eliyahu Navi. This is what's been going on in Shemaim, and it's up to you, and this is what you have to do. Kivin shekitu le'estem miyad, atzichal chol hamalkom oid. So kasha on the Medrash. Kasha on the Medrash, the obvious kasha on the whole Purim Meister is, what did we do wrong? Oh, so gefährlich! So we went to the Suda, so Mefarshim Tzaraz, they had kasha food, Mahadrin food. Well, what was the problem in going to the Suda? And if it was a problem? If it was a problem, but a problem so great that the Avos HaKadosh, I mean, Klal Yisrael did many different avirus in their history. And many times the Avos HaKadosh and Moshe stood up for them. So now all of a sudden, Eliyahu HaNavi is our lawyer. He's our defense lawyer. He's pleading the case. He's saying, you've got to help him this time as well. See, the Avos HaKadosh, what happened? So they went to the party. No point even trying. So we're missing something here. What was the grace of Avla? Says, Ruchayim Freelander, the words lie in the Medrash. Amalohem, imnei shenenu misudosish lachashverish. Because they benefited from the Suda lachashverish. That they went, that they felt the peer pressure, that they were worried about Darkei Shalom, that they were worried about whatever it might be, they had to go to the party. No. They didn't listen to Mordechai, they thought they knew better. No. But Nene Misudas HaChashverish. What does that mean, Nene? That means they're sitting there at the Suda. And HaChashverish is making the tzonos of Klal Yisrael, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's wearing the big tikkuna. He's machin avek everything that's meant to be near and dear to us. And you can sit there and have a party. But that's it, Bechelal, bothering you. Das kann ich sein. If Klal Yisrael have become disconnected to such a degree, then there's nothing you can do. Say the Avos HaKadosh, we can daven and shry up here in Himmel, it won't help. Because if Klal Yisrael down there have no shaitas anymore, they might be doing the motions, they might be keeping Yiddishkeit, but they actually have no hargosha whatsoever, Takut Shporuchu, because that's the only way it's possible that they can sit there and be Nenef Mazar Suda. Then we're wasting our time. We'll daven, but they're still disconnected. Moshe Rabbeinu came out with a patent. Moshe Rabbeinu came out with a patent. What was his patent? Moshe Rabbeinu's patent was, is there Adam Kosher? Up here, me on my own, even being Moshe Rabbeinu, there's nothing I can do. But is there Adam Kosher down there? If there's a Mordechai down there, who can potentially be Mesoyer Klal Yisrael and show them where they've gone wrong and reconnect Klal Yisrael, then there's a chance. So the kasha then was, what was the gezeirah? Is it shayach? The gezeirah sealed. Is it sealed in dam? Was it sealed in tit? Explain the Mefarshim, sealed in tit means that Klal Yisrael went to this party, posha out taiva. They went and they let their hair down and they had a good time. And when they were there, they tucker lost track of where they are. Sometimes I'm all on Purim, you see, as a little thin line between control and not in control can sometimes go. But if it's sealed in dam, say in the Mefarshim, that means that they posh be murdered in a kuchpon. They've made a concisive decision, we are not part of this anymore. You know what, we're joining the goyim. Forget a kuchporachu. If the chasa sholem made that decision, then it's sealed in dam, there's nothing you can do. So they're not, we know it's sealed in tit. Chasa, they haven't made such a decision. They mean well. They mean well. They've just lost the plot. They've just lost that connection. I don't even realize that they've lost the connection to such an extent that they can sit at such a party and be near there from the party. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to Eliyahu, there is still hope. You need to go, you need to be Mus'ayr them. And that was Tanis Esther. So in other words, Tanis Esther was the Yesod that Klal Yisrael learnt. That when there's a time in our history when we lose the plot, when we're not connected the way we're not meant to be connected, when we're being desensitized, then there's only one thing to do, is to bring a Tanis, is to bring a Yom Tefillah, is to bring a time when we reconnect. And if we work on that reconnection, then anything is possible again. Says the Rambam, the Tanis that we're fasting today, the Tefillahs which we said today, they're not Zeicher Maisim Haroim. That's the other Tanisim. The Tanis we're fasting today is Zeicher LeTanis. It's to remind us that there is a tool that we have in our arsenal. It's called a Tanis. It's called a Tanis Esther. It's called a day when we ask ourselves a question, do we need a big shaking? Are we losing the way a little bit? Or maybe more than a little bit? Do we have the connection as stark as it needs to be? Gemara says in Brachos, those learned the Daf notes a few weeks ago, Daf Vav on base. Bottom of the Amud. Amr Chal Boyom Rav Huna, Kol She Yidea B'Chaveri, Shurobi Litten Le Sholem. Whoever knows about their friend, now they're the kind of person, they know who you are, they would normally say hello when they see you. Yaktim Le Sholem. Give him Sholem first. Don't wait until he says hello to you. Say hello to him first. Preempt it. Shenema Bake Sholem V'Otfeu. V'im Nosan Loi V'Loi Hichzi. But if he gives to you the Sholem, and you don't return it, a person says hello, a person greets you, and you don't greet them back, Zot Gemara Nikro Gazlem. They're called a Gazlem. Shenema V'Atem V'Aretim HaKerim Gazalta HaOni B'Botecha. Says Rashi, why is this gezela dafka from an oni? If someone greets you and they're oshi, it's not gezela. Zog Rashi, gezalta oni, baloi af gezela sa oshi gezela hi. Stealing from an oshi is also gezela. There's no hetzer to steal from an oshi, not a Robin Hood. Elo gezela sa oni, she'en loi klum ligzel mimenu. Elo sheloi heishiv al sheloi moi. You can have a person who's an oni, whether he's an oni financially, whether he's an oni in spirit. And all that he has is that he's reached out to you, and he's greeted you. And he just wants an acknowledgement, he just wants a fellow yid to greet him back. And you don't, you're posha a gazlan. You're stealing from him all that he has. All that he has left is his human dignity, and you won't even treat him like a mensch and respond and greet him properly. Ask him how he is, show a little bit of interest, you're a gazlan. As I stay in Gemara. He said at the beginning, and again, disclaimer, I'm not saying I know why anything is happening. I'm certainly not saying that I know the reason behind the coronavirus. But we saw in Chazal that sometimes when we have things and we don't appreciate them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them away from us. If you look at the way that this virus manifests itself, what does it do? It makes, the first thing it does is, you can't shake hands with people. You can't shake hands. The next thing, you have to distance yourself. The next thing, quarantine. Shtein Chazal, Arba Kuriyim Meis. One of them is a Metzayer. Why? Says Ruchayim Shem Levitz. Because Meis is a person who's alone. A person who mamish feels lonely, alone, is a Meis. A Metzayer goes Chutz LaMachaneh. He's disconnected from everybody else. He's like a mace. A suma layolenu. His eyes have been shut in front of him. He can't see the world around him. He's been cut off from the world. He's like a mace. The way that this machla has manifested itself is it gives us all a tremendous shaking, and it tells us you can't connect anymore with your fellow man. You can't reach out. You can't greet them. Keep your distance. And you know what? In severe cases, lock yourself up in your house. Be alone. Efshar, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, is that you are not appreciating anymore the connection that you're meant to have with your fellow man. And certainly not the connection which you're meant to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you speak to the Mechanchim, at the moment, many moisters, And I'll tell you, over the last couple of years, they've seen a deterioration in the behavior of children, unprecedented. And some of them have blamed that. The Nusach, the one Rav said to me was, this is that we're seeing the first generation of children who grew up without parents. Without parents? Not to an orphanage. Without parents. So this is the first generation of children who grew up whose parents might be there in the room even giving them supper, or even reading them a bedtime story, even saying Kriya Shema Lamita with them while they're holding their phone. And they're not there. They're there, but they're not there. They're not connected. And we're feeling the tzaras that come out from it. And if that's true, legabe the mishpacha, that's true, legabe friends, that's true, for sure, Allah has come over kama. The people we come across in a yom yomi who are desperate for that 5 minutes of attention that you might give them, that you might ask them how they are. You know, when you say, how are you, it's not a statement. It's a question with a potential answer, with a potential question that follows on. But we don't have time. We don't have headspace. We're disconnected. A tefillah is not a tefillah potentially anymore. Learning isn't learning anymore. We're not there. And we're doing everything fine. We might be making siyumim, we might be doing lots of gewaldige things, but many people are not connected the way they need to be connected. They don't have 100% focus. Not in their learning, not in their davening, certainly not in their ben adam chaveri. And along comes a machlo, which shakes us up. A machlo, which shakes the world, the likes of which none of us in our lifetimes have ever seen before. And it says, you don't appreciate human contact. You don't appreciate connection. Say that. Don't shake hands even. Keep a meter away from each other. Stay in your houses. That's the way you like it. You got your phone. You don't need anything else. What do you need? Tanis Esther is Zeche Letanis. Steht Kolapoishi Iyad. Whoever stretches out a hand to you on Purim, you have to accept it. No exceptions. And maybe a poisha yad doesn't just mean for money, but for friendship, for contact, for feeling that you actually care about them, that you actually can see that they exist. You know, today's daf, as chance would have it if there's such a thing, is about one person reaching out his hand and another person bringing his in. And the difference between a maisa where one person does it on his own and where two people participate together, it's a hundred maisa in ganzen. It's got a different dinim. It can make the difference between a chi of misa and no chi of misa. We need to remember the tarnis which was fasted back on those days. And I'll finish with the words of the Kavayosho. The Kavayosho says, "V'esta tzadikis asher zochzlu ruach hakodesh yodo gam kein tzeichen adav aniska." V'tzamid Esther b'chatzah hamelech. Esther stood up b'chatzah hamelech, and the Zohar explains, "In amida el tzvila." This tzamid Esther was tzvila. B'chatzah hamelech. At she also tzvilosa lemala lemokum kon. The place where our tefillahs go is called Boti Chatzirus. The Megillah tells us Achashverosh put out his scepter to Esther. Says the Moshe Cholei Chut Shul Chesed Shu Biyad Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu reached out with the Sharbit Hazov. Esther davened to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. She said, "We've messed up. We've made a mistake. We've become disconnected. Help us. Take us back." Says the Kavayosho Lochein, "Ayoshe Kforim Tzuchim Gam Kenis B'chabur Kadisha Beis HaKnesis B'yoyim Tanis Esther." Wherever you live, when it comes to today, you need to get together. "Ki yoyim zehu musugul ma'oid she'ekubul t'loseinu b'schus mozhava Esther." Today has special muyuchadik eskulas that our tefillahs should be accepted in the Zchus Motzav Esther. V'chol mi shetzorech rachamim on eze dover shutzorech isbalo. Anyone who needs some form of rachamim on whatever it is, for us, for our nearest and dearest, or the man next to us in the shul. Yikach penai la'atzei b'yema tanis Esther v'yema tzechila mizmechof beis v'sefer tzilem l'mantzeach l'ayes ha'shachar. say Tehillim Chof Beis, which is Ayenas Hashachar, Medor Shabbosinu. Gemara tells us in Yuma, the Esther is in the Kras Ayenas Hashachar. Esther's Ayenas Hashachar. Va'achakach Yishpo Yisichay Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yivakish Bakoshosei, Ve'yaskis Sus Motzai Ve'Esther, Asher B'schusum Yoska HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayiftach Leishari Rachim, Uskubal Tfilosi Berotzen. It's Hashem, B'schah Zois, that we remember the Tanis which they fasted back then in the days of Esther, that we tap into these chusim and Motzai Ve'Esther, that we push it yad, and we accept the yad from everyone around us, that we disconnect and look out for those who need a little bit of help. You know, the whole tachlis of Shachmonis is to be Marbe Reus. If you're looking for a theme for your Shachmonis, make it the theme of Marbe Reus. Look who needs a Shachmonis. Look who maybe you haven't had such a good rapport with during the year. Look who maybe you don't talk to and don't even remember why. Look who maybe might not be getting so many beautiful Shachmonis. Make one Shachmonis, one! Out of all the money we spend on Shachmonis, make one Shachmonis go to someone where it will actually make a difference and not just pile up. And B'schah Zeis, Mr. Hashem, we should be zeicher to see a good Shlema, a Refuah Shlema. Come.